unprecedented. The word of the day here is unprecedented because never before in the history of the United States has the FBI shown up with a warrant. We haven't seen the warrant yet, by the way. A warrant to ransack, if that's what you want to call it, a former president's house. I mean, this is like not just unprecedented. This is really what you call banana republic material. That's it. We have descended straight into the banana republics of the world. I guess it was nice while it lasted, being the United States of America, leader of the free world. And now we have descended to this. Hello, everyone. Welcome. It's good to have you here. We got a lot to talk about. I'm Trish. This is the Trish Regan Show. Portions of today's program are brought to you by none other than Legacy Precious Metals. Legacy Precious Metals, there's never been a better time to invest in gold, in precious metals than right now. So go to LegacyPM, LegacyPMInvestments.com for more. Again, LegacyPMInvestments.com for more. And let's get back to the insanity that is the world today. So we learned that a little more than 24 hours ago, the former president of the United States had his home, Mar-a-Lago, raided in Florida by the FBI. The search, allegedly, now again, we don't know the full extent of this, seems to be centered around whether or not he may have taken some classified materials when he departed the Oval Office. And the thinking was that they would then be in Palm Beach, Florida. And so the FBI was there to try and find them. This is kind of wild. What could he possibly have taken? So that's one question, right? And that's one that Andrew McCabe, who I believe now works for CNN, is out there asking. McCabe, who got fired by Trump from the FBI. So McCabe is asking these questions. A lot of people are thinking, like, maybe could it be something more? We don't know. We don't know, but we know that there's some concern that not only have we just descended into Banana Republic territory, but in fact, this may be an overreach by our government. Now, again, we'll see where it all shakes out. We'll see what they have, but some judge signed off on this. And the last experience we had with a judge signing off on something to go after Donald Trump just happened to be that fake dossier. And you said to yourself, well, how could it be that our FBI wouldn't have investigated that more properly before asking a judge to sign off on that, to actually to spy on an American citizen? Well, now we're looking at a situation where a judge has authorized the search of his home. And I think shows us where we are as a country right now. Now, there was some commentator over on MSNBC that I believe was saying, hey, you know, this should make our enemies kind of happy because you're seeing now calls for some pretty extreme measures. And it's kind of brought out the most extreme of the right and, of course, the most extreme of the left. So here we are, like back at square one in this divided nation that I'm sure Putin is loving, China is loving. And I would just say we should frankly be ashamed of. If there was reason for this, that's one thing. But let me be very clear. It is a big, big deal what they just did, what the FBI just did to a former president of the United States of America. And they sure as heck have better got a good reason for it. We learned during the whole dossier thing that they didn't, that the reason that they had was fed to them effectively from a disinformation campaign from none other than, what do you know, a rival. And so this is the line of thought that many Republicans are going with right now because it's expedient, right? Like politically expedient. You just say, you know what? It's a political hack job. And it sure may be. We don't know, but I would just say this. It's unforgivable. If the FBI does not have a solid reason for being there, it is so thoroughly unforgivable. I mean, I know, you know, we went through all that with Hillary Clinton. She was keeping the emails on the home server and the whole bit, total violation of policy. And there was a lot of animosity towards her because of it. But, you know, Donald Trump and his administration never went so far as to send the FBI to her home. In Joe Biden's defense, if there is any, I mean, I just blame him on the economy, right? But if there's any there, he's saying, okay, we didn't know anything about this. White House didn't know anything about this. I find it disingenuous to say that. I would think that the White House would have to know something about this. But all of this is quite suspicious. And it's coming at a time where there's this book out talking about how allegedly that the president, former president, was tearing up documents and stuffing them in toilets in the White House. Like, I can't even believe I'm saying this stuff, really. I mean, it's just so insane and so crazy. We don't know where this is going to go, but mark my words, we have just taken a very difficult turn. Difficult in that this is the point of no return. This is the point of no return for the nation. And you know what? It's a giant distraction from the stuff that matters, right? Like the economy, like the border, like what's going on over in Ukraine, what happened in Afghanistan. I mean, these are issues that really, really matter, but this is what is going to pull everybody in. And this is what will divide this nation yet again. Quick reminder then, to think about yourself, to think about the health of your investments and your retirement. You know, Charles Dombeck, he's been on the program many times, and he talks about the need for looking outside of traditional market investments, given all the volatility that you're seeing right there. And there's plenty of other places to go. So consider looking outside the stock market at investments where you can get hopefully a pretty steady return, as well as maybe some tax advantages too. Heck, you're going to need it. You're going to need it, given where the IRS is heading, right? That's a whole other thing. We'll get to that. Anyway, think about yourself, think about your family, think about your future. And when you do, call his team there, because they really have a good sense of how to help you diversify in this environment. It's keycitycapital.com/Trish, my name, keycitycapital.com/Trish. But the amazing thing is they're playing right into, the Democrats are playing right into conservatives' hands, because conservatives are looking at this and they're already like, Whoa. We don't have a whole lot of faith and trust in the government as it is. And you just told us you're going to spend $80 billion on new IRS agents so you can go after everyone. And believe me, it will be everyone, because the people that they actually should go after, heck, they just gave them a free ride the other day, right? The Senate passes a bill saying, guess what? Those private equity executives making billions of dollars, they can get away with paying less percentage-wise on their taxes, their income taxes, than the secretaries that work for them. I mean, this is what's happening, people, okay? It is corrupt. It is messed up. So is it any wonder that everyday folks are saying, well, wait a second, you just raided the former president of the United States' home. Who's to say that you wouldn't do that to me or to my family? And this is the pressure point that Republicans will use, that conservatives will use. I would say overall, most Americans don't have a whole lot of faith in their government, right? There's kind of a lack of trust thing there. I get it. Like, you get it. And now they did this, all while simultaneously adding $80 billion to hire new IRS agents. All while, by the way, don't forget, trying to pitch America the idea that somehow the IRS should be looking at everyone's bank account that has more than $600 worth of transactions. If you've ever had more than $600 in your bank account, guess what? IRS is coming for you. That was what they tried to pitch. That's their idea of going after billionaires? No, they're going after everyday folks. The billionaires, they just gave the great tax benefit of the century to. They locked it in. There was an opportunity to change it. Kyrsten Sinema, phony that she is, was pretending she cared about the American people and everyday middle-class folks, and instead just basically did what her donors, her billionaire donors, wanted her to do. I already told you, she got $500,000, right, for her campaign from private equity executives, individuals that were making up 10% of her entire individual base. You had Chuck Schumer getting $1.28 million from the private equity industry. And then they go out and say, okay, we're going to let you guys get a break. We're going to go after everybody else with our $80 billion more to hire new IRS agents, all while raiding the former president of the United States' home. Look, we get a lot to think about here as a nation. We don't know what they were looking for. We can speculate, whatever. But I still come back to this. They better have had a darn good reason. I remember when they did this before. And I remember talking to you in kind of a similar state, right? Where, you know, I'm a reporter. I want to know what's up. And so I'm waiting for more information. But my gut instinct is that there's a real risk this was entirely political. And if it was political for him, who's to say it's not going to be political for all of us? These are the questions that need to be addressed. Americans need answers right now. The former president of the United States and his family need answers now. And we all need to make sure that we get them. Quick reminder, if you have not subscribed to this podcast on Apple iTunes, do me that favor. And if you are subscribed on Apple, go over to Spotify. It's free. Subscribe there as well. It's really important, and share it with your friends. And let's make sure we get the word out, because we all have questions and we need to demand answers. And frankly, this is not sufficient. What we're hearing right now should not leave anyone feeling better about our government, our country, and the banana republic that we have become. Thank you so much for listening. I will see you back here tomorrow.